the rest of the story. Fifth grader Patsy McClenny had no trouble in selecting a book for her required book report. She chose The Life of Louis Pasteur. Just about any science-oriented book would have been all right with Patsy. Barely 10, she had already decided that science would be her life, specifically either medicine or paleontology. Yet it was not only Patsy's prodigious intellect that led her in such directions. It was what she saw when she looked in the mirror. A skinny, bespectacled, ugly duckling who would never get anywhere in life on her looks. Even Patsy's own mother called her chicken legs. What was left for her, the child reasoned, but to conquer the world with her gifted brain. And so, while the other girls were reading Nancy Drew mysteries, Patsy McClenny pored over weighty analyses of Paleozoic rock strata and so on. It was perhaps even a slight condescension when she selected a biography of her personal hero, Louis Pasteur, for her oral book report. At least there was a kind of story to that, she thought, which ought to hold her classmates' attention. The manuscript of Patsy's report was neat and meticulously organized, as were all of her homework assignments, and she'd read it through many times, had it practically memorized. Patsy McClenny was prepared for everything, except for her own emotions. In this day of the fifth grade oral book reports, as the youngsters stepped forward one at a time to give their reports, it became increasingly clear that Patsy's was by far the most adult, the most interesting of all of the books chosen. But as Patsy listened to each report, her eyes wandered around the room, searching the faces of her classmates. Gradually, a terrible sick feeling came over her. Those faces have become mirrors like the one in her own bedroom, the one that reflects a gangly, painfully plain bookworm for whom life beyond printed pages had ceased to exist. For years, Patsy had heard the taunts to her face and behind her back. Weird, the others often called her. But never before today had Patsy McClenny felt so utterly strange. And then suddenly the teacher's voice startled her. The teacher is calling her name. It is now her turn to stand before the class. Patsy rises slowly, looks into those faces, clutching her report. She is frozen on the spot. Well, the teacher says. And Patsy's eyes flood with tears, and in a sudden burst of grief and fear, she dashed from the room. And to this day, Patsy McClenny cannot stand before an audience, large or small, and give a speech. I want to run that by once more for a purpose. To this day, Patsy McClenny cannot stand before an audience, large or small, and give a speech. Because she will never completely outdistance the awful shyness that plagued her childhood. She says the self-consciousness that comes with being an ugly duckling. And yet, while her brilliant brain might have taken her to the pinnacles of scientific achievement, she instead sought to overcome, if only partially, the dread of facing other people by doing so in the guises of make-believe characters as an actress. And so, this word of comfort to all of the authors of unspoken book reports, to all of the owners of mirrors with cruel reflections, and to any who've ever thought an anxious silence, don't look at me. Look instead at Patsy McClenny, whom the world now knows as the talented, ultimately self-confident, ravishingly beautiful Morgan Fairchild. Now you know the rest of the story.